a mother figure as far as I'm concerned. She practically raised me because I didn't stay with my mother. She retired from Holiday Inn as a housekeeper, as the head lady, you know. She worked for the railroad.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, her and her siblings, it was 18 of them.
What?
Yes, 18. Mm-hmm. And she is the second to the baby.
Eight, like from the same mother and father?
Yes, 18.
So your great-grandmother had 18 children?
Yes. And she is the only one living at this point.
Wow.
Yeah. And all of them lived to be in their late 90s. Mm.
Did she keep in contact with all of them?
Like, well,
while they were alive?
Yeah, they were very close, very, very close. Yeah. Snip family.
18.
18.
Yeah, I've interviewed a lot of people, but I think that's the biggest number I've heard.
Yeah, she had. It was 18 of them, but when she started having kids, she only had three.
she
got tired, you know. It's like she was, her baby sister died probably about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she had a brother to die. He was 93. He died about 2 years ago.
Wow.
At 93.
And they all
lived
pretty
long. They lived their life, I tell you. And his wife had died because she died, and his health started deteriorating right after that.
Mm, that's what they said.
Yeah. I think he would have lived forever because he was very, very strong, still had his good mind, driving around and everything, even coming from Fathom Road on a daily basis, visiting her.
Wow.
So they lived very long lives.
Mm-hmm. So what part of Georgia did she grow up in?
She was Henry County. Henry County.
So was that
in
like
Hampton, Hampton, Georgia? Down by Henry County, somewhere up in there.
So is that like a very rural and farm community?
Well, I'm not really sure. Her mother was sort of Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, her mother was an Indian lady. She died in 1960.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So the year that I was born.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So they lived very long lives and everything. And she's been doing real good. She's does not have Alzheimer's. You know, she moves around, you know, like I said, she do get arthritis because she was very bowed in her legs. Something that they did not correct, you know, back in that day and stuff.
They
didn't do all of that. Still move around, eat breakfast. You know, I get up every morning, feed her and everything. She had two strokes last year and brain surgery. 2000, so I had to take off for a year from my job
to take care of her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was easy to me, but my employee, they thought it was something else, you know.
Meaning that
I was having a hard ass time trying to get that time off, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you finally did.
Yes, because it was more important to me to be able to take care of her.
So what was that year like for you?
It was rough. It was very, very rough. You know, because stress, you know, no income, you know. Mm-hmm. We used to a two-income family, kids in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was very, very rough at that particular time, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was catching a lot of flack. Uh-huh. So it's been interesting. Yeah, very, very interesting.
I'm sure she appreciated
that. Oh, of course, yeah. We, you know, survival. You know, that's the whole thing. The key is to be a survivor. Mm-hmm. Don't let it get you too far down.
Sure. Okay, let's see. Where are we? Okay, the next part of this is really kind of fun. You get to describe your dream house.
Girl,
with
with
no limits on money. Imagine you had all the money in the world. Describe to me what your dream house would look like.